Chapter 3. Brigade Targeting. Targeting at the tactical level is largely defined by the capability and capacity of personnel and equipment. The sheer numbers of personnel at the brigade are far less than that of a corps or theater army. The staff and targeting team must assess capability and requirements to determine the feasibility and level of detail when applying the D3A methodology. The brigade is realistically the first echelon where a formal process will be conducted. The application of the methodology will be very similar at echelon. However, processes and procedures may be abbreviated. Targeting decisions at a higher headquarters affect targeting decisions at subordinate headquarters. The brigade staff may use the targeting products of the division or produce their own, depending on time and personnel available to coordinate and integrate targeting actions. The brigade will focus on synchronizing assets to meet the commander's objectives within their assigned AO and submit requests for support or target nominations to division for effects they are unable to create with task-organized capability or organic assets and enablers. Targeting at these echelons is typically more focused on specific threat systems, equipment, or individuals than on larger threat capabilities or functions, such as integrated air defense systems, integrated fires commands, or logistics. Section 1. Operational Framework. The understanding of the operational framework allows commanders and staff the ability to geospatially as well as temporally understand their assigned area of responsibility. Furthermore, it provides them the understanding to define the rear, close, and deep fight of the organization. Additionally, it provides an appreciation for the depth and breadth of their assigned AO across the multi-domain battlefield to include the electromagnetic spectrum and information dimension. It ensures the correct orientation of forces while constantly assessing the adversary's ability to contest friendly forces across all domains. True understanding of the operational framework better allows the commander to make informed targeting decisions that quickly creates windows of opportunity and convergence of effects. Although battalions rarely independently conduct organizational targeting, they play a valuable role in the tactical success of the brigade. The brigade applies the organizational targeting process to synchronize effects and to strike the enemy rapidly at decisive points to set favorable force ratios and enable conditions for continuous consolidation of gains. To accomplish this, the brigade leverages the operational framework to focus fires and effects ahead of friendly forces' probable line of contact. The operational framework extends from the brigade to theater army level in a single avenue in depth. Once identified, the brigade delineates a rear, close, and deep area to describe the physical arrangement of friendly forces in time, space, and purpose. This provides focus to the brigade targeting team and requires the commander and staff to examine the capabilities and operational reach of its forces and assigned enablers. Once applied, the brigade develops as well as applies measures that favor the employment, timeliness, and synchronization of effects. Organizations apply the capabilities and limitations of its assigned sensors and weapon systems to inform placement. This is useful when articulating requirements to higher headquarters or requests for assistance. Section 2. Functions. As described in Section 1, brigades may build off the division's targeting products to ensure integration with higher headquarters plan and to save time. This does not preclude the brigade staff from inherent targeting functions to meet its own commander's intent. These functions and products are explained in detail in the corresponding appendices. Develop the HPTL. Develop the AGM. Establish TSS. Develop and synchronize the information collection plan with targeting efforts. Develop TSM. Nominate targets to higher headquarters. Synchronize desired effects with scheme of maneuver. Integrate and synchronize all elements of the targeting team. Targeting battle rhythm. Receive and evaluate BDA. Section 3. Planning. Targeting and military decision-making process. The D3A methodology is an integral part of the MDMP. Targeting is inherently a planning function. Targeting begins with receipt of mission and continues through op-ord execution and assessment activities. The fast-paced, ever-changing nature of the battlefield at the brigade level presents challenges to the targeting process that the targeting team must consider. Brigade operational timing and tempo. When and where targets will be acquired. The brigade has limited organic assets with which to detect and must leverage the all-weather ground reconnaissance of the assigned cavalry squadron to detect and deliver against targets in the brigade deep fight. Targets are generally highly mobile. Planning time is limited, and planners are often also executors. Planning is primarily focused on future operations out to 24 to 48 hours. Integrating and synchronizing planning, execution, and assessment is pivotal to the success of targeting. The targeting team must participate in all steps of MDMP. Understanding the objectives, intentions, capabilities, and limitations of all actors within the OE enables the maximum use of all available means to create desired effects and accomplish the mission. As the MDMP is conducted, targeting becomes more focused based on the commander's guidance and intent. Upon completion of orders production, rehearsals are critical for success on the battlefield. Planning time must be allocated for technical and tactical rehearsals. Rehearsals clarify the fire plan for observers, sensor operators, attack system managers, and the maneuver units they support. Rehearsals ultimately facilitate the synchronization of fire support with maneuver. Section 4. Battle Rhythm Synchronization. The battle rhythm is the key to synchronizing the warfighting functions in support of the scheme of maneuver. Battle rhythm events aid the staff in coordinating the critical targeting functions required to achieve the commander's guidance. Synchronization is the arrangement of military actions in time, space, and purpose to produce maximum relative combat power at a decisive time and place. JP2O. Battle rhythm provides structure and sequencing of actions and events within the headquarters regulated by the flow and sharing of information supporting all decision cycles. It is a cycle of command and staff activities intended to synchronize current and future operations. Battle rhythm consists of a series of meetings, briefings, working groups, boards, and other activities logically arranged to support cross-functional team events, higher headquarters, and the commander's decision-making cycle. The essential functions for a battle rhythm include, but are not limited to, the following. Provide a routine for staff interaction and coordination within the headquarters. Provide a routine for the commander and staff interaction. Synchronize staff organization's activities. Facilitate the staff's shared understanding, planning, and commander's decision-making. Battle Rhythm Events. Targeting Working Group and Targeting Coordination Board are the key sessions that must be effectively integrated into the brigade battle rhythm and nested within the higher headquarters targeting cycle to ensure that targeting focuses rather than disrupts operations. There needs to be an adequate balance and sufficient time allocated between the targeting working group and the targeting coordination board. This includes time to conduct the meetings, as well as implement guidance, develop or adjust products, and conduct staff coordination. Thus, sufficient time is also required for supporting working groups, IO, intelligence, SEMA, to produce their inputs to the targeting working group. Task organization changes, modifications to the information collection plan, target nominations that exceed organic capabilities, air support requests, unit airspace plan, HPTL changes, and information-related tasks all must be made with full awareness of time available to prepare and execute. This is a continuous process for the working group throughout operations. The timing of targeting working group sessions is critical. While the time focus for brigade-level sessions of the targeting working group is normally 24 to 48 hours out, the brigade employment of assets and certain targeting decisions, such as target nominations and air support requests, must be planned in advance and in conjunction with the division, corps, theater army, and the joint air tasking cycle. However, commanders must choose a targeting cycle based on the pace of operations. These cycles may be 6 to 12 hours apart if required. The Brigade Fire Support Officer, FSO, also schedules internal FSE targeting huddles so fire support, information operations, and EW activities related to target nominations arrive within the BCT and higher echelon target nomination windows. The number and frequency of targeting working group meetings varies based on the battle rhythm, operating tempo, or the commander's guidance. A preliminary working group facilitated by the FSE ensures the effects of fires meet the brigade commander's guidance and intent. The brigade FSO, FSE planners, and targeting team assess ongoing targeting efforts and ensure air support requests with target nominations are processed through higher headquarters to meet division, Corps, Theater Army, and JTF targeting timelines. The Targeting Coordination Board is generally more formal and is focused on updating the commander, gaining new guidance, and obtaining approval of the collection plan and associated targeting actions. Targeting working group and coordination board sessions should be the minimum length required to present targeting information, situation updates, provide recommendations, and obtain decisions. Targeting Working Group. The Targeting Working Group is a selection of predetermined staff representatives involved with targeting who meet to provide analysis, coordination, warfighting function updates, and running estimates to synchronize the targeting efforts and generate options presented to the commander at the Targeting Coordination Board. The Targeting Working Group has a set structure and agenda, but is not a briefing. It is a discussion, organized by topic, with all participants involved in that discussion and all providing input. Assembling the Targeting Working Group brings various members of the brigade staff together to synchronize the targeting process and obtain approval for any changes to the targeting products. The Targeting Working Group focuses and synchronizes the brigade's combat power and resources toward targeting and engaging HPTs. The Targeting Working Group usually includes Brigade FSO, chairs or is the officer in charge of the working group, Brigade Operations Officer, Brigade Intelligence Officer, Targeting Officers, Air Defense, Airspace Management, and Brigade Aviation Element Representative, Combat Aviation Brigade FSO/Targeting Officer, Brigade Judge Advocate, Field Artillery Battalion Operations and Intelligence Representatives, FSE representatives or liaison officers from the maneuver battalions, the reconnaissance squadron, and the task organized engineer unit, if available. ALO or tactical air control party representative. EW officer or EW representative. SEMA representative, civil affairs officer. Additional staff personnel may provide relevant information and recommendations to the commander, operations officer, or FSO as necessary. Targeting Coordination Board. A board is a grouping of predetermined staff representatives with delegated decision authority for a particular purpose or function. FM-60. The Targeting Coordination Board is a temporary grouping of selected staff representatives with delegated decision authority to provide targeting decision recommendations for command approval. When the process or activity being synchronized requires command approval, a board is the appropriate forum. The Targeting Coordination Board usually includes Brigade Commander, chairs the board, Brigade Executive Officer, often delegated to chair the board, Brigade Operations Officer, Brigade Intelligence Officer, FISCORD, Brigade FSO, Targeting Officers, leads/facilitates the board, Air Defense, Airspace Management, and Brigade Aviation Element Representative. Combat Aviation Brigade FSO/Targeting Officer. Counterfire Officer. Brigade Judge Advocate. Field Artillery Battalion Operations and Intelligence Representatives. FSE Representatives or Liaison Officers from the Maneuver Battalions, the Reconnaissance Squadron, and the Task Organized Engineer Unit, if available. ALO or Tactical Air Control Party Representative. EW Officer or EW Representative. SEMA representative, civil affairs officer. Additional staff personnel may be present and provide relevant information and recommendations to the commander, S3, FISCORD, or FSO as necessary. See Appendix E for example targeting working group and targeting coordination board formats. Brigade Fire Support Element. The FSE is the centerpiece of the brigade and battalion targeting architecture and must be focused on both lethal and non-lethal effects. Primary targeting functions of the FSE includes the following. Working with the information officer, civil affairs officer, public affairs officer, and brigade judge advocate to integrate appropriate aspects of information-related capabilities into brigade targeting. Providing information to the operations officer for coordinating the tasking of sensors during development of the information collection plan with the brigade intelligence officer, the military intelligence company commander, as needed, and the reconnaissance squadron to acquire targets. Managing brigade targeting and facilitating the coordination board. Coordinating clearance for attacks against targets, clearance of fires. Coordinating assessment. The lethal and non-lethal effects elements prepare recommendations for the brigade targeting working group sessions and implement the resulting decisions. Leveraging the reconnaissance and surveillance assets available to the main command post, the elements plan, and synchronize the fires and non-lethal effects of brigade operations. Battalion Fire Support Element. The fire support organizations in the maneuver battalions and the reconnaissance squadron support their respective commanders but work closely with the brigade FSE. Lacking the capacity to conduct an independent targeting cycle, battalions must integrate and synchronize efforts with the brigade targeting team. The maneuver battalions and the reconnaissance squadron are each supported by an FSE, and each may have an Air Force Tactical Air Control Party. The fire support teams participate in targeting by nominating and refining targets. For more information of fire support teams, see ATP 3-09.30 and FM 3-09. Brigade Intelligence Support. Intelligence support to the BCT is provided by the Organic Intelligence Cell and Military Intelligence Company. The Intelligence Cell, augmented with components from the Military Intelligence Company, provides timely, relevant, accurate, and synchronized intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance support to include target development, target detection, and combat assessment to the BCT commander, staff, and subordinate units. Most intelligence personnel in a BCT are assigned to the Military Intelligence Company but work under the direction of the Brigade S2 during operations. The BCT Military Intelligence Company comprises a Brigade Intelligence Support Element, an Information Collection Platoon, an Air Force Staff Weather Officer, an EW Platoon, and a Tactical Unmanned Aircraft Systems TUAS Platoon. The Military Intelligence Company Commander provides command, control, and coordination of the TUAS Platoon and the EW Platoon, which integrates Signals Intelligence, SIGINT, and EW capabilities and target threat electronic capabilities to support the friendly scheme of maneuver. The Brigade Intelligence Support Element conducts analysis, target development, and proposes HVTs. The element supports development of the brigade-level collection plan in support of targeting efforts, integrates the intelligence architecture to support targeting priorities, and assists the BCT S2 with intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance synchronization and collection management tasks. The Information Collection Platoon conducts multiple discipline intelligence collection, SIGINT collection in support of EW and targeting, Human Intelligence, HUMINT collection in support of detainee operations and technical control of HUMINT operations management team, and SIGINT/EW, Technical Control and Analysis Cell. The Technical Control and Analysis Cell creates target intelligence folders for SIGINT collection missions and recommends targets for action to the commander. The cell's SIGINT collection teams provide SIGINT collection, exploitation, and limited analysis to detect, track, and locate targets. The EW platoon supports information collection efforts, survey of the electromagnetic spectrum, integration, and multi-source analysis by providing warnings and indications, radio frequency direction finding, and geolocation of threat emissions. The EW platoon's electronic support tasks include electromagnetic reconnaissance, threat warning, and direction finding. The TUAS platoon conducts maintenance and flight operations to ensure availability of the brigade's deepest-looking organic collection asset. Flight operations require coordination with both the brigade aviation element for friendly airspace considerations and the brigade intelligence support element for enemy threats to their systems and development of a flight plan in support of their collection tasks. The TUAS platoon also provides initial tactical identification of enemy vehicles in support of targeting. The staff weather officer is responsible for the weather forecast to include light weather data for the next 3 to 4 targeting cycles and its impacts to both friendly and enemy operations.